Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I feel that we have been having quite a few numbers in our outline as we continue to discover who we think Melchizedek was. And so I just want to remind you of the questions before us so that I can try and make sure you are following along closely and there is no confusion. This is especially true for you note takers. So at the start, here goes, and this will double as a summary for those of you who are new to God Is. The first question is, who was Melchizedek? We have four answers. Thus far, we have covered options 1 and 2, and now we are on option number 3. This one proposes that Melchizedek was a real man and also a type of Jesus Christ. Saying that led us to the second question. In what ways was Melchizedek a type of Christ? We have answered this in 2 ways. First, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was king and priest. And second, Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. And as we ended last time, I said that I have 6 ways in which Jesus is priest superior to or greater than the Levitical priests. All right, before I start numbering again these 6 ways, I thought I had better review where we are as we attempt, by God's grace, to answer for the identity of Melchizedek. And this is a good place to remind you that all of the content for the ministry of God Is will always be available to you on our website, godisministry.org. So whenever you miss a broadcast or want to get it caught up on the podcast, all you have to do is visit godisministry.org. And front and center on the homepage, you will find each day's free podcast. And for those of you faithful friends who never miss, you can always listen again as we continue to wrestle with these deep truths of the scripture. Visit godisministry.org. Today. Having said all this, let's dig in. Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. He is superior or greater than the Levitical priest in at least 6 ways. First, the Levitical priesthood was established strictly for Jewish people, but Christ's priesthood is for all people. Or I can put it this way, the Levitical priesthood was national. Christ's priesthood is universal. Let's talk about this. In his commentary on the book of Hebrews, Pastor John MacArthur does a good job of being clear and concise on this point. He helps us to distinguish between the Hebrew name for God and the name for God that is more universal in application. Relating to Israel, God took the name Jehovah, or Yahweh. This was God's covenant name with Israel. The Levitical priests were Jehovah's priests. They ministered to Israel on behalf of Jehovah. They did not minister to Gentiles on behalf of Jehovah. However, Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High, says Genesis 14, verse 18. And I have already told you that God Most High is El Elyon. This is a more universal name for God. Melchizedek himself declares that God Most High is possessor of heaven and earth. And that includes everybody. This is God highly exalted over both Jew and Gentile. Jehovah, or Yahweh, and God Most High are the same God. There is only one God, but the difference in the names is important to acknowledge. Melchizedek is a priest for all people. He is a priest universal, whereas the Levites were priests for the Jews only. They were priests national. Well, in which order of priests does Jesus follow? Yes, Jesus Christ is in the order of Melchizedek, meaning that Jesus Christ's priesthood is universal, just like Melchizedek's. Jesus Christ's priesthood includes Jews and Gentiles who will believe in him as the Messiah, not only for Israel, but as the Messiah for the whole world. And this is great news. I speak to so many of you who are Gentiles. Isn't it awesome that Jesus is our Messiah? And I know I speak to some of you who are Jews. Isn't it equally awesome that Jesus is your Messiah? I hope and I pray that whoever you are, Jew or Gentile, that you will accept Christ as the Messiah in your life. From the Christian perspective, I say that it is a fact that Jesus is Messiah for both Jews and Gentiles. But from the perspective of Jewish friends, who are not yet Christians, this is a point of tension. And that tension was there at the time when the Epistle of the Hebrews was written. You would have had a Jewish audience that believed firmly in one priesthood established by God, and that was the Levitical priesthood, restricted to Israel. Period. That is it. For them, it was impossible to accept another priesthood, that of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is a tension to this moment for our Jewish friends who do not accept Jesus as their Messiah. But gently and lovingly, we must point our Jewish beloved back to the book of Genesis, the first book in their own scriptures, the Torah. Here they are reminded that their father Abraham, who is rightfully highly honored among them, Abraham, the first Jew, gave tithes to another priest. He was Melchizedek, and Melchizedek was not of the Levitical priesthood. But he absolutely served the one true God. So Abram acknowledges another type of priest. Here is what skeptical Jews must surely acknowledge. The Torah itself says there is a priesthood completely apart from Aaron's. There is a priesthood that existed long before Aaron's. That priesthood belonged to Melchizedek and to Jesus Christ. Christ comes in the line of Melchizedek, not in the line of Aaron. So, how do you receive this? Perhaps you are Jewish. Do you accept Jesus as your Messiah? Do you agree that he is high priest for all people who do believe in him? Or do you object? I'd like to hear from you. You could drop me an email or a letter sent through the postal service. Give me your views. I ask sincerely. I value the dialogue. Send me an email, mark@godisministry.org. That is M-A-R-K, mark@godisministry.org. Or write to me, God Is, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And these addresses will be repeated later. Or, are you a Gentile tuning in? How do you receive this? What is your response? If you are a Christian with a ministry to friends of yours who are Jews, do you see how Genesis 14, verses 18 through 20, when connected to Psalm 110, and the book of Hebrews, mainly chapter 7, can be helpful in showing others how Jesus is the great high priest coming in the order of Melchizedek, whom Abraham acknowledged as a legitimate priest of God Most High? As important as the Levitical priesthood was, there is another priesthood that is superior to or greater than it. I hope that you see what I see and that you will carefully use this in your evangelism. There is a powerful argument here for Jews to consider. Melchizedek is a type of Christ in that he was a priest superior to the Levitical priesthood. He is superior to or greater than the Levitical priests in at least six ways. The first way is this. The Levitical priesthood was established strictly for Jewish people, but Christ's priesthood is for all people. And the second way in which Christ's priesthood is superior to the Levitical priesthood is that Christ is both king and priest, but the Levitical priests were only priests. They were not royalty. Remember that Christ comes in the order of Melchizedek, and I have already shown you several times that Melchizedek was both king and priest. Likewise, Jesus is both king and priest. But in the priesthood of which Aaron first served, and his descendants after him, they did not share the dual role of kings and priests. They were only priests. They only had a priestly office, not a kingly office. John MacArthur writes, quote, "The Levites were subject to the king just as much as were the other tribes. Their priestly functions were not under the control of the king, but in all other matters they were ordinary subjects. They were in no way a ruling class. A Levite, in fact, could not be king. They were set aside as the first fruit for God for special priestly service." End of quote. We are looking at ways in which Melchizedek was a type of Christ, and their priesthoods were superior to the Levitical priesthood. I hope that you're following along closely and this makes sense to you. We'll continue with this second point next time, and then we will keep going. And so I hope that you will tune in each day at this time on this station, or download this podcast and listen for the first time, or listen again. And then be sure and join us tomorrow for God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.